What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby? Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And what is the second reason while I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on, man. Y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, there is a third thing that I have to tell y'all. Yeah, man, I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? You ready? You want to say it with me on three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, right? If you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who are you? What's going on with this whole, you want to give a shout out to your haters? All right, let me explain it to you. Haters acknowledgement backwards, okay? You got your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, you know, people who just kind of like don't believe in you. They real funny with you sometimes, okay? What happens is, right, when the hate don't work, they start telling lies, lies, lies. No, I'm just messing with you. Shout out to you, Fabulous. Fabulous the rapper, that's his thing. But no, seriously. What happens is that, you know, when you got this little light on the inside of you, like me, right? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. That type of thing, right? We got this glory and this goodness, you know, just shining bright like a diamond all on the inside of you, right? It's like being in the dark, right? And then someone comes in and you sleep, you're in the dark, and they hit the light switch and it disturbs you. That's what happens, okay? When you got all this light that's on the inside of you shining bright, it shines so bright it disturbs all these people that are in the darkness, right? So what God does is he uses it, okay? Let me tell you how feeling wise God is. He uses it. Psalms 23, read it, it's in the Bible. He tells you what he's going to do. He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to anoint your head with oil, right? And your cup's going to run over. So what I need you to do is I need you to imagine this, right? Just Imagine you just sitting there, right? And all your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, you know them type of people, right? They all like all around, right? And then God comes to this table that you're sitting at, and he's in front of you, preparing it, giving you everything that you need, all your wants, all your desires, just everything. He's just doing everything, protecting you, you know, making sure nothing happens. It's like, you know what? God is like this. You know what? Let me go ahead and let me drop a dime on you. Let me go ahead and let me help you out, because you just out here doing my will. You out here just doing all this goodness. So he said, I gotta go ahead. I gotta do something for you. I gotta prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. And they're all watching. Right? Then he said, you know, I'm going to anoint your head, you know, and I'll make your cup run over. I got you. And they're all watching. Right? Because he's putting it out there in pieces for them. Okay? And what happens is, whatever piece he uses that he puts out there, they wind up getting blessed by the message. Because it's like luring them in. It's like bait. You know, he like baiting them out. Like, come on over. Because they are his children too. So you never can hate on them. What you have to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. How y'all out there doing? Oh, my God. Look, this is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you. So anyway, have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Yeah, that's my name. Yeah, you know, I'll just be putting it out there in pieces for you over there. And I've been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Mama's been dropping a dime on you. Yes, I've been dropping a dime on you. Okay, I'm giving you that business, that work over there. Yes, okay, look. This is what I'm doing. I'm giving you inspirational posts. I'm giving you all my stuff from like Beat Break Radio. Oh my gosh, I just sent them like 11 weeks of podcast. Okay? Like seriously, baby. This is just a touch of day. I ain't out here playing. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. Okay? And that's what I'm doing over there. I'm showing you pictures of my children. I'm showing you pictures of my healing process. I'm letting you know all type of little secrets and everything. So make sure y'all go over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And check it out. And that stuff are also, it gets sent over to Facebook. Yeah. The Just Such a J Facebook page. So make sure y'all check that out too, because it's popping. It's popping like popcorn. So let's talk about something else that's popping too. Making Love and Bees Kitchen. Yeah, Making Love and Bees Kitchen on Instagram. It's where I do my food thing. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Yeah, that's my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. I give it to y'all sometimes because y'all like it. You know, I just give y'all just a touch of J. So, look, Making Love and Bees Kitchen, what have I been doing? Making Love and Bees Kitchen. Like, seriously, I literally been, like, cooking. Like, cooking everything that I can cook, because y'all know I'm coming out of this healing thing. Got to learn how to eat again. But I'm over there doing my little one, too. Yeah. Like, okay, lamb. Did some lamb chops. Child came up with, oh my gosh, an amazing lamb chop thing. Yeah. Then I've been doing, you know, turkey. Y'all know I love eating turkey. I started eating turkey. That's how I made it through. Shout out to you, God. You know, he told me to eat that turkey. You know, I'm going to be doing some chicken. I haven't done chicken since January. So I'm going to be doing chicken on Sunday. Okay. I also been doing a little grass-fed beef here and there. I did some fish. Like, I'm just doing different things. And baby, this is just a touch, Jay. I'm getting ready to put it out there in pieces for you. You're going to just be so hype about it. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. I got some good recipes coming to y'all. So make sure y'all stay tuned to Making Love and Bees Kitchen. And also, Veronica's Guide to Making Kitchen. Hold on, let me say it again. Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, right? The Cookbook of Love on Facebook. Make sure y'all checking that out. I'm over here getting all tongue-tied. This one's going to be a whole thorough podcast, because y'all know what happens. Once I start trying to record and I get tongue-tied or something like that, and I'm trying to put it out there in pieces and something cut off, you know it's going to be a popping podcast. So look, speaking of the podcast, why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? I usually talk about other things first, but y'all really got my podcast popping like popcorn. Like a whole 8,000, like just up. Like, I'm like, just what y'all out there doing? Y'all like Just a Touch of J? Just a Touch of J likes you too, baby. Thank you. Okay. I love it. I love it. Okay, let me explain to you why I love the fact that y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. Because that means you're listening. That means you're getting what I'm putting out here in pieces for you. Okay, I love it. You need to get this work too. This is good. This is knowledge. This is wisdom, baby. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. I told you. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So thank you so much. Y'all are really rocking with me in Lagos, Nigeria. Like, I can't wait to put the stats out there. Like, the stats are just crazy. And I'm just happy about it. 150 countries, you know, all around the world, translated in languages. Like, y'all are really loving the Just a Touch of Jay podcast. And I'm going to keep this thing going. So, it's Poppin' Podcast Thursdays, right? And y'all know I got to drop a dime on y'all like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. But I got to talk to y'all about the Just a Touch of Jay fitness line. Yeah. Yeah, my fitness line. All you need is Just a Touch of Jay. It's part of that. Yeah, yeah. So listen, have I been working out? Yes, I've been working out. So y'all know I created the fitness program called the 400, right? And I did that last year. I was working on it for like 2 years. I was 220 pounds. I went down and lost 75. Was bodybuilding for like a whole 6 months. A little bit more than that. But I always say like six. Because I was going real hard for like six. 100 push-ups a day, everything. And then I got ill. Oh, man. Lost an additional 50. No, was like 100 pounds. All muscle mass gone. Body went into starvation mode. I'm like, God, what are you doing? I'm not liking you right now. God, like, look, just, you know, you got to heal. I got to show you some things. I got to teach you some things. I need you to do it like this, right? So through the healing process, right, I had to learn how to walk and all that stuff again. And now, and I couldn't even see. Now, y'all know that. Maybe just a touch of Jay. But now, I am on my 6 week of working out straight. Child, while I'm doing like 60, 70 push-ups, okay, at least like 3 days a week, I've really been going hard. Like, my legs have toned up. Remember I had lost my booty? No, y'all. My butt just came back and everything. Like, I'm really in here doing what I do. Like, my legs are just so strong. My arms are so strong. Everything, you know? So, I just had to come on here and tell y'all, I have been working out. And, you know, you need to check out Just a Touch of Jay's fitness. Y'all need to check that out. Keep on paying attention because some stuff is going to be coming to you. And also, check out my Jay's Fit, the fitness apparel for the ladies. Yeah, buy it for your women. You know, y'all love it. Y'all getting into it. And it's getting into y'all. Okay? And it's amazing. I got my own waist shapers. All that type of stuff. And I love y'all. And it loves you too. Okay? So make sure y'all checking out that at Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. All right? Now, let's talk about Just a Touch of Jay app. Okay? The Just a Touch of Jay app is popping. Okay? It's popping like popcorn too. Y'all doing big things on there. Y'all made my app of the day. App of the week, app of the month. Like, it was popping in the app store. Like, y'all really out here loving the Just a Touch of Jay app. And I thank you for it, you know, because I'm doing different stuff on the app. And I tell y'all all the time, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. I can't give it all to you. Can't give you too much, just a touch. Just a touch of the Jay. Touch of the Jay. Y'all like it when I do it like that. That's from one of my songs, y'all. Make sure y'all check that out. All right? It's dope. Okay? It's called Just a Touch of Jay. Yeah. Because all you need is just a touch of the Jay. And that's what we're getting ready to talk about right now. The Just a Touch of Jay cannabis line. I got my own cannabis papers, trays, all type of stuff. You know? Just dope. You know? And y'all seem to be liking it. King Slim Magnetic Smooth Booklet. It's sterling wise, you know, for all you cannabis lovers out there, okay? All you need is just a touch of the Jay. So, you know, I made this song to go with that whole thing, and I dedicated that thing to Drake because I used the hook and I used his music. Yeah, and it was just so dope. Yeah, I did a little remix on it. And it's called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the Jay. So make sure y'all check that out. All right, now. What else can I talk about? The Detach Podcast Network. I ain't been talking about that. I haven't. But y'all need to check out the Facebook page. That's all I'm going to say. Join the private Facebook page and you'll get to be on the Just a Touch of Jay Jataj Podcast Network mobile app. Got its own app. Okay, and if you join, you know, I might want to put you up on there, baby. Put you out there in pieces for them, okay? So make sure y'all are paying attention to what I got going on. Also, Beat Break Radio. Shout out to Beat Break Radio. Atlanta's 87 FM. So I do like the 411 wire on there. You know, it's the hottest entertainment segment out there because it's me putting it out there in pieces for you. So make sure y'all are checking that out. And then we got the Just a Touch of J reruns of the Just a Touch of J podcast show and things like that too. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. All that right there was just pieces for you. Now look, I'm tired, okay? But I promise y'all that I'm going to give y'all Poppin' Podcast Thursdays, right? So, you know, I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? Okay? So, let's talk about this because I got a story to tell like Biggie. Told y'all. Biggie Smalls the rapper. So, this is how I go. You want to hear, go. So, you know, I'm chilling, you know, like I always be doing what it is that I do, baby. Okay? And I say, you know, it's Papa Podcast Thursdays. I don't know. You know, guy gave me a word. And I'm like, you know, all right. I'm going to put it out there for him. But I wanted to do it the other day, right? Didn't happen, Captain. So I'm like, oh. So it's Thursday. It's on a late night. You know, I did all my networking. I'm also working on a little book thing for y'all, right? Oh, my gosh. I got to be a part of this book, okay? It is called Destined to Win, all right? So they just did volume 3. I'm going to be in volume 4, right? Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited. So I get to share my story, right, in there. Yeah, I got a little chapter. So, you know, I'm doing what it is that I do, right? So we are on a Zoom call tonight about it, right? And I had already took my notes and everything about what I was going to talk about. You know, I'm like, okay, I already got it. The topic was Let It Go. Right, and I'm like, you know, I got my notes all through the week. You know, I was ready. And then these women, they started sharing their testimonies. And one of the ladies was like, you know, she was going to be talking about why things happen to us in life. Any of y'all out there like wondering why stuff happens? Well, I was like, you know, they opened it up for discussion. They said, anybody want to talk? You know, and it helps like the authors, you know, with their writing skills, because they get feedback and input from other authors. So when it was my time, you know, author Jillian Harris to speak, okay, I said, you know what, can I go ahead, can I say something, a little encouragement? So I told the lady, I said, you know, I used to always wonder why too, but now I know it's for God's glory, right? That's going to be my chapter in the book. So make sure y'all checking it out. My God, it's going to be so dope, right? I got so much stuff coming to y'all, but this is pieces for you, okay? I can't give you too much as a test. So anyway, as I'm talking about this, other women, they're sharing their stories and stuff too. And, you know, we all get to talk and say different things. And I was reflecting on my Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. I was like, what am I going to talk to them about with this whole Let It Go? And it dawned on me, after I did my devotions, the devotions was basically my favorite scripture, right? Do not be perpetually uneasily distracted. It's Matthew 6, okay? About anything, what you're going to wear, you know, your food, anything. Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow seed nor reap the harvest. But yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Oh, ye a little faith, right? It's basically talking about how we can't worry about anything, okay? Now this is just Touch J. I'm reading it and I'm like, okay, I'm still thinking about the Poppin' Podcast Thursday. Like, okay, we can't worry about anything. And we were just talking about why. And I said, we can't worry about anything. Why? Why is it that we can't worry about anything? Why is it that we have to let it go? Huh? Any of y'all out there wondering that? Like, what do you mean, God? Like, you don't want me to worry about it? And it's like, no. He's like, no, don't worry about anything. I don't want you to worry about anything. The battle is not yours to fight. It's mine. Why are you worrying about it? Let it go. So I started to really think about this other author. And she was like, you know, she wants to know why. She's going to touch base on why. And I was thinking, why not? One of the other ladies said, why not? And I'm like, yeah. See, When we're worrying about why, a lot of times it's because we don't want to let it go. And that's what I want to talk to y'all about. Letting it go. Any of y'all out there going through some stuff that you just can't let go? I mean, look, past relationships, loved ones that are deceased, things that happened to you when you were younger. Okay? Hurt. You know, somebody might have got cheated on. Fellas, you out there, you mess with a female that done cheated on you or something like that. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't know. They always talking about men who cheat on women. Women cheat on men. You know, maybe you lost like a sibling or like, you know, your grandmom or something that's real close to you. I don't know. Maybe you lost a job or somebody did something funny. You know, like a friend that you thought was a friend and they betrayed you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, I know somebody's out there going through all of these things. Okay. But what it is that, you know, I want to touch base on this is that you got to let it go. And you might be like, why? You know, just like the lady was like, you know, but why do these things happen? And why this and why that? You know? And I'm getting ready to tell you why, okay? This is just such a J, baby. And put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So biblically, the enemy wants to sift us like wheat, okay? I talked to y'all about that. When you're sifting like the wheat, you put it in this little thing and you shake it violently to get all the bad stuff off the wheat, okay? But what he wants to do is put us in that type of situation that's going to sift us like wheat and have us all messed up to get all the goodness off of us so that we don't trust God, right? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you feel like you just being like moved all around and you was like really like, you know, maybe praising God in your word, trying to live your life right, just trying to do something better with yourself. And then all of a sudden you start falling back into your old ways. Like, you like today, like seriously, you like, you know what? You know, I ain't gonna curse nobody out today. I done gave up cursing. And then somebody cut you off. You like, you motherfucker. And you sticking up your fingers and you're yelling all out the window. Any of y'all do that? I used to do that too. I try not to do it now, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. You know, that's just pieces for you. You know, look, I'm trying to live my best life right, okay? But you literally trying to live your life right. But like, things just be coming up against you. Yeah, sometimes that's what the enemy does, you know. Does that little sneaky stuff on you, right? Okay. Now, the reason why is, okay, and you could do it to yourself, so you can't blame everything on the enemy, all right? I know I talk about the enemy, the devil, because the devil is a liar, okay? He got these tricks and things, right? But a lot of times we put stuff on ourselves too, you know? Because he don't got to do too much. All he got to do is give you just a touch. And then you'll mess it all up for yourself. Okay, look, let's talk about kids. God's telling me to talk to y'all about kids, right? Children, right? When children hurt themselves, you know, you remember when you was young, you out there playing, you know, you run around, ah, boom, you fall, right? You scrape your leg, right? I know y'all know about that. When you scrape your leg and you're like, oh my God, my leg, right? But then it heals, right? But then, right, sometimes you start picking at it when you're young. Right? You pick at it, the little sore. Yeah. You can do that when you're young. Because you're like, what's this on here? It's healing. You know, you're picking at it or whatever. And what happens when you pick at it is you messing with it, right? And you, it starts to heal again. Then you mess with it again sometimes. Especially if you bad. Some of y'all was out there, y'all was just bad kids. Y'all was just picking at all type of stuff. You got a scab here. You pick at it, start bleeding again. You got something else going on. Y'all was doing that. Don't act like you wasn't doing it. Mommy, I need some medicine on it. They put a little Band-Aid on it. You picking at the Band-Aid. I need another Band-Aid. We did all that type of stuff when we was young. Young. We did foolish things. Not even paying attention. But what happens when you constantly pick at a sore? It festers. And it runs. It doesn't heal. Shout out to Langston Hughes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's one of my favorite poems. Oh, I love it. I was going to share it with y'all, but I'm not. This is just a touch of the baby. Look it up, okay? Just look up fester like a sore and run and you'll get it. Right? It's a dope poem. You know what? I think I'm going to give you just a touch of Jay. I might go ahead. Let me see if I can bring it up real quick, man. I give y'all just a touch of that. Hold on. Let me see. Because it's basically part of it, you know. So let me see what I'm doing. Let me see, I can bring it up for you. Because I had it already, you know, waiting and stuff. Waiting for you. Up, up, up. Boom. It's called Harlem. There we go, right? Here we go. What happens to a dream deferred, right? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like a rotten meat or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? What does that mean to you? It means a lot to me. A lot, right? Just the part that used to stick out to me when I was in college was, or fester like a sore and then run. Well, like I said, when you're young, a lot of times you pick at things, you run with it, okay? Sores, things that stick out in life, because a sore is gonna stick out. If you hurt yourself, you know it's gonna be painful. Painful things sometimes can stick out. They can bother you, and you tend to pick at it, like I said, when you're young. Young in God's word, young in your belief system, young in your way of thinking. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you went through some pain and stuff and you just keep on reliving the same thing? Like your thoughts, you can't get your thoughts together. This is just a touch of you, baby. I've been there, I done it. Especially when I was younger. Yeah, I used to do these crazy things, man. I told y'all I used to have a girlfriend and boyfriend. You know, we all live together. You know, I just date women and everything. Okay, baby, this is just a touch of you. I done did all type of stuff when I was young, right? So, what happens is you got to let that stuff go, right? If you keep messing with these things, you keep picking at them, they're going to start causing damage in your life. And remember I was telling y'all about the enemy, how he don't have to do too much to you? All he got to do is just keep you in that same system of constantly picking at the things that are sticking out, like little sores. You're picking at them. You know, when you're young. Because when you get older, you know what? It got to heal. Right? Come on, man, baby. This is just a touch of jet. When you get older, it has to heal. You don't pick at it like that. You're like, you know what? I need healing. I got to make sure this thing heal right. You know, look, I just got surgery. I got to make sure I keep my leg up. I got to make sure I rest. I got to make sure you're trying to do all these things. Take your supplements. Do everything that you need to do to heal. Correct? You don't want to be in pain. But when you're young, sometimes you don't mind it. Young way of thinking, right? The Bible talks about how when you get older, you put away childish things. You don't behave as a child anymore. So I just wanted to come to y'all and tell you, if you're going through something, you might want to pay attention to how you're picking at that thing. You know, past relationships and hurts. You know, maybe you grew up without your parents and all you keep doing is reliving it. My dad wasn't there. My mom wasn't there. They was on drugs. Or why you keep reliving it? You're only going to relive it at the age that you remember. So if you were 8, that means you're taking yourself back to 8 years old. Remembering like an 8-year-old. Young. Picking at it. How can you heal? This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Or, you know, let's just say you're in a relationship, ladies, you know, and the guy, he step out on you. You know, because he's human. Because y'all think the guys don't cheat. He's human. No temptation is common to man. Everybody goes through the same thing. Maybe he wasn't strong. And he was weak. And he did something. And he regrets it. And he was just like, you know what? I'm sorry. And he really never wants to do it again. But you keep picking at it. And you keep picking at it. You know? See? Then it festers like a sore. And it runs. You run with it, the situation runs, maybe the guy runs away, because he like, look, he trying to look for just a touch of J, baby. No, I'm just messing with you. No, but seriously, you understand what I'm saying? You got to watch these things, okay? You got to be very, 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 very careful, right? Your hope and your destiny depends on it. Definitely. It depends on it. Your history should just be a mystery. Leave it where it is. Okay? You cannot live in unforgiveness. Because all you'll keep doing is reliving it over and over and over and over again. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally, you're like, man, I went through this last year and the year before last. Because you can't forgive yourself, somebody else. You picking at it like a sore. I'm trying to talk to y'all about letting it go. Letting it all go. Changing your thought process. Your thinking, like me. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired of talking about this. Seriously, this whole illness thing that I had to go through, but I got to put it out there in pieces for you. If all I think about is, oh my God, I couldn't walk. Oh my gosh, I couldn't eat. I wouldn't try new things. I would be afraid, right? I would keep on picking at it. I would be remembering how I felt and all that crazy stuff. No, I'm walking around like I'm healed. Jesus is good. You know, I'm over here working. I'm doing what it is that I got to do because I can't think like that. This is just a touch of your baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. You have to be better. You have to. Especially forgiving people and things like that. All that stuff does is just hold you in bondage. Because you'll keep going over the same thing over and over and over again. You have to forgive. And you want me to tell you something? The ones that have an issue with forgiving are the good ones. Yeah. The good ones. Yeah. Because people are all evil. They don't have no problem with unforgiveness. Yeah, they just be like, man, I don't got to forgive you. I'm on the next thing. Listen, they will do you wrong, okay? Never apologize for it. Never do you wrong, okay? And like I told you, when you behave a certain type of way, run away from the situation. Don't address it. Just do your fail, okay? Because they don't have no care and no type of heart or nothing like that. They're able to do that. But the ones that struggle with the unforgiveness, you the good ones. Okay, let me break this down for you. You're loving, you're giving, you're very supportive. You want reciprocity. You want somebody to love you like you love them. That's why you have the issue with forgiveness. That's why the enemy is going to mess with you more than he'll mess with somebody that doesn't have a problem with none of that type of stuff. Yeah, he's going to try to put unforgiveness on you. Because he know the other people, they already got unforgiveness. He like, I don't even got to mess with them. They ain't even going to do nothing nowhere. But somebody that's loving and caring like you, yeah, he want to mess with you. Because he wants, like I said, to sift you like the wheat. This is just a touch of J, baby. We have to let it go. We got to let it go. And that's what all these ladies are doing in the book. I'm going to be doing that too. We're going to be letting it go. We're releasing. Yeah, we're letting it go. We're releasing. So your challenge for this week is just to let some things go, man. Write down what you're holding on to. Oh, my gosh. I just talked to y'all about that. Keeping old text messages. Chill. Emails. Okay. You got tattoos with people you still holding on. They hold merit and everything. You like, yeah, but I'm going to keep this tattoo just in case. You know, you got old numbers in your phone. They don't even have that phone number no more, but you just want to hold on to it. Pictures of them from back then or videos. You at home looking at the video, eating popcorn and stuff, baby. Just eat ice cream. Just all messed up. Just try to figure out why your life is a mess. Reliving the same thing over and over again. Picking at the sore. Letting it fester. And it's running all over the place. And your life is out of control because of it. Yeah, baby, this is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. That's all I'm saying. Look, I want you to know this last thing. This is what God's word says. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Trust me. The enemy don't want you to know that joy comes in the morning. At all. You got to remember where God brought you from. If he brought you through that, why do you keep trying to go back to it? Oh, my gosh, baby. Like I said, this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to help y'all out. I used to be there too. I used to do it. Like, I didn't even know I was struggling with unforgiveness. Oh my God, I got played one time. Killed me. Was in the bed for like 6 months. Just couldn't get myself together. Like, how could you do that to me? Then I started to think about the things that I had did to people. Lord. This is just a touch of Jay. Like I said, that's just pieces for you. Okay? And I had to say, wait a minute, hold on. No temptation's not common. Man, this person is human just like I'm human. Everybody messes up. You need to get yourself together. You're picking at a sore. It's going to keep on running. How can you heal? I had to grow up. You have to grow up too. Nobody's perfect. God forgives us every day. And you need to do that to other people too. I dare you. Hold somebody in bondage and keep your own self in bondage, because that's all you're doing. God wakes you up every day. That's why I tell y'all in the beginning of this whole thing, what do I tell y'all? Right? Besides how I hate it, y'all need this word too. I tell y'all, I'm like, look, man, you know why you out here being thorough and wise? Because God woke you up. I listened to a lady tonight. She talking about how she lost her twins. She gave birth to them and then they died. And then she had to get, and it was two of them. Then she had to get a double lung transplant. Okay, God out here saving lives. He waking you up every day. You out here trying to hold somebody in bondage for something that you done did or they done did to you, hurt. Because we only remember the story. Oh my gosh, we remember the story like we remember it. We don't remember it how we done did it to somebody else. Baby, this is just a touch day. I done been there, I done done it. I'm trying to tell you, man, I am no saint. Ronnie is what they used to call me. And they still do. Okay. Look. Anyway, look, I'm just trying to tell you, just watch it, man. You got to check yourself because you be out here wrecking yourself sometimes because you don't know how to let it go. And it got to do with unforgiveness. And the enemy will do everything that he can to keep you locked up in that cycle of constantly remembering, living the same thing over and over and over again. And you'll be messed up. Even if you were raped. I was raped. Even if you were molested. My grandfather used to look at me. Okay? One of them. Not the Satterfield, the Harris. It's all out there in pieces. You know? A lot of stuff happened. But you have to get over it. I didn't have my mom. Okay? But me and my mom is cool. You understand what I'm saying? Sibling, rivalry, all type of stuff like that. But we cool. Family feud, but we cool. It had no problem. I used to be fighting my grandma. I'm like, what? Ba, ba, ba. What? No problem. It used to be like seven of them on me because I used to be wilding, trying to fight everybody. All type of crazy stuff. But I'm cool right now, right? God been too good to us, man. He forgives us all the time. He forgave me when I was out there swinging and doing the lesbian thing. Okay? I'm just trying to tell you, baby. Look, if you keep on picking that stuff, and keep on reliving stuff, you're going to be messed up. You can't hold nobody hostage for nothing that they do. Let it go. That's what this podcast is about. You messing up yourself when you don't know how to let it go. You should be literally, this week, let me see who I can forgive, who I can bless. Like, literally, you need to be forgiving people for what it is that they did. You need to forgive yourself for what it is that you did to them and keep it pushing. If they don't want to accept it, fine. You don't hold on to it. You have to let it go. And this is just touching it, baby. I'm just trying to put all that out there pieces for you. That's it. Let me see. Let me look at these notes. Make sure I got it all out. Let me see. Let's see. Healing mother Satan. Keep us in the past. A sword that heals scab. Yeah. You're self-inflicting pain. But, I already talked to you about that. Hope your destiny. You got to have faith. See, I didn't touch base on that. Faith, right? See, you can't let it go because you don't have faith. Oh, man. You walk around talking about you got faith. You know, yeah, you know I got faith. You know, thank you, God. You know, God is so good. You know, whatever it is, it's your belief. Whatever it is that you out there doing, baby. I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I know you got some type of faith that you say that you have. But really, do you? If you can't even forgive somebody? If you keep reliving the same thing over and over and over again? Do you really have faith that you can move on? I don't think so if you're doing that. I don't think so. I know I didn't have it when I couldn't move on and move past stuff. Oh my gosh. No, I didn't have it. God is telling me to tell you all this. I told one person I hated him. Oh my gosh, I didn't hate him. I hated what I did. Oh, man, baby, this is just a touch of it. Y'all got to get these pieces. Yeah, y'all got to get these pieces. You should never have that much in your heart because your heart gets hardened. And then all you do is keep reliving it, reliving it, reliving it. And they going on with their life. They having a good old time and you all messed up. Or you're holding them in so much bondage where you're killing them and they can't heal. And God don't like that. He says, touch not my anointed one. We are all God's children. Okay? You know what he says? This is what he just brought to me too. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit is speaking. How many times must you forgive? Right?
Let's look it up, because I got to make sure I tell you all the right scripture. I got to make sure I give it to you right. I can't give y'all that wrong out here, because y'all so crazy. Y'all will be like, nope, wrong. Let me make sure I tell you all right. Let me get to my little notes and stuff. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Matthew 18, 21, 22. Okay. Peter came to God and was like, basically like, you know what? I'm getting tired of this. He's like, you know, I'm getting tired of this. How many times I'm supposed to forgive? Right? And God said, as many as seven times. Right? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. So it gives you a number, right? Because you could do the calculation on that. You could do the math on that, right? But what he's saying is that's in the 400s. Over and 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 over again. Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And he said 70 times. Over and over, seven, over and over and over again. Baby, this is just a touch of day. He wants you to practice forgiveness because he understands that forgiveness will have you constantly picking unforgiveness, have you constantly picking at the sore. There are going to be all type of things that are going to come over you in your life. Okay? Every day something going to happen. If you don't know how to leave it where it is, you're going to have some issues. So I'm just on here trying to tell y'all, y'all got to let it go, man. You got to let it go. You got to let it go, right? Somebody passed away with COVID. It hurt. You got to let it go. You're missing your parents because they're no longer here. You got to let it go. Your marriage failed. It didn't work. Your relationship failed. It didn't work. You got to let it go. Your husband or your wife cheated, but you're still with them. You got to let it go. Your children stole your car. They wilding out. They done cursed you out, you know. You got to let it go. Your job, they did you wrong, they fired you or whatever, you got to let it go. God allowed something to happen to you, like the girl, like this woman, like me. You know, she had twins. They passed. Double lung transplant. She's still praising God, though. See, that's how God knows the ones that he can use. You know, it's the scripture that says many are called and few are chosen. That's how he knows. Because, you know, some of y'all can go through some stuff. You be like, you know what? I can't stand God. God, you let me go through this. It's always for a reason, for his glory. If I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't be on here telling you. I wouldn't be in the conference talking to other women. I wouldn't have this book deal. Like, come on, man. Actually, I got a TV deal, and we're going to call this out in the name of Jesus. There was three book deals altogether. Okay? Like, if I didn't go through what I went through, I'm out here sharing my testimony. People are blessed. Somebody needs you to heal so you can share your testimony. Like, yeah, I went through that too, but I got over that. Not constantly keep picking at it. The scab, crying about stuff you've been crying about when you was like 8 years old. Let that stuff go, baby. This is just a touch of Jake. I'm telling you, it's messing you up. All right, so look, I just had to put that out there, pieces for you. I'm tired. It's on the late night. And how y'all want me to end this? Oh my gosh, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. I was trying to put this podcast out there in pieces for you. It's Papa Podcast Thursdays. It's almost Friday. It's on the late night. Okay? But I said, I really gotta do this. I gotta put this out there for them. I gotta make sure that they get this. All right? So y'all want me to end it like this? Y'all want me to give you my sexy Janet Jackson Barry White voice? This is how I do it, y'all. If you're just coming over to the whole Jess and Such a J experience, I talk to him like this. I say, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Man, look, man. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And I tell you, it's just a touch of J because everything else is God. I tell you this because I prayed about this hashtag in 2015. And God gave me just a touch of J.
And I never knew what it was. I would be like, just a touch of J, what the heck is that? Then I started to get it. It's really just a touch of J. Everything else is him. Right? So give your problems to him. Stop worrying about it, man. Don't worry about it. And I know it's easier said than done. Trust me, I know this, okay? But you gotta practice it. Remember? Forgiveness. 70 times 7. Over and over and over and over and over and over. 400 sometimes I get a day. They do you wrong. You're supposed to just keep on forgiving, forgiving. Yes. Because your Heavenly Father is going to give the same right to you. You understand? That's why you got to let it go. Small thing to a giant. Offenses will come. No temptation that's out there that's not common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted more than you ought to be. Okay? He's always going to provide a way out. All right? Now look. Me skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine and pray like a diamond. And get on up out of this thing. So what's the first thing that I tell y'all? When I'm skating on over to the left and I'm getting ready to leave, right? I tell you this. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please stop doing it to yourself. It's too many of y'all out here. Okay? I love my babies. I can't have y'all out here lost. Remember I used to tell y'all that like 2000 and what? I've been podcasting that for like 4 years. Just Such J Show. I don't know what I used to tell y'all that. 2019, 2020. Like, look. Y'all can't be out here messed up. You can't let anyone make you feel like you're not thorough and wise. You are thorough and wise. Do you understand this? And since you are so thorough and wise, you got to let it go. When you hold on to that, you are letting somebody make you feel like you're not thorough and wise enough to let it go. And then you're making yourself feel like that. And you don't got no time for that. You don't. You want to know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. You got to let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Shout out to you, Beyonce, girl, if you listening. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, because everybody be listening to me. Look, I'm trying to tell you, man. They be listening. All right? So you got to be shining bright like a diamond, man. You don't have no time because they listening to you, too. Somebody got to hear your testimony. You got to share it. You out here, you know, all messed up and stuff. No more of that, man. Look, we got to stop that. You got to do a homework assignment. You got to write it down. You got to figure this thing out. You got to start working on yourself. Start checking stuff off the list like, forgive that one. Yes. On to the next. Forgave that one. Yes. Don't let nobody hold you in bondage and have you all messed up. Oh, my gosh. And you want to know why you got to do that, too? Because the world needs love. I tell y'all, I don't know nothing else but that part of that song. I don't even know. I should probably look it up so I could sing it to y'all one day. But I'm telling you, you got to spread love, man. Because this is the Brooklyn way. It's the Brooklyn way. And it's just a touch of J, baby. You know I got to put that out there in pieces for you. It's reciprocity. And that's another reason what the enemy be trying to get y'all to do. Hey, y'all messed up. You all messed up yourself. Because you don't know how to spread love. That keeps you out of love. So when you're messed up with love, how can somebody love you? Oh my gosh, man. This is just a touch of J. Y'all got to get these pieces. Y'all, some of y'all out there, y'all messed up. I mean, some of y'all out there, y'all doing good. Y'all like, you know what? Yeah. But somewhere in your life, you got a little tricky, a little something going on, baby. This just such a J. I know about it. Okay. I know you out there a little jacked up. And I'm just trying to help you. So if this podcast was for you, you know, I'm glad it was. Okay, quick recap. It's really nothing but just let it go. Let it all go. Forgive. Keep on forgiving over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So you practice forgiveness. You'll forgive yourself for the things that you did. You'll forgive others. Stop holding people in bondage. Learn how to love again. If you fell out of love or something like that, you can love again. Do what it is that you do. Stop living in hurt. Stop living in past failures and in the past. You got to focus on what's ahead of you. moving forward. Remember that whole 2020 vision type of thing? Okay, we're still in the 2020s. Keep on focusing on the vision of what's in front of you. If you got to remember anything, remember how God brought you through that situation that you keep trying to relive. God, man, it's just such it. Because I know somebody out there going through that. Because when God give me a word, it's for me. And I always got to check myself out. I'll be like this. I was like this. Okay, who am I forgiving? Okay, God, because you want to talk about something, letting it go. What I got to let go? And he brought some things to me. And I said, oh, man. So I know as you're listening, you like, dad, go on. He brought something to you too. Look, many a call for you are chosen. I'm chosen. Okay, I'm chosen. God loves to lose the foolish things. I was out here doing some foolish things. He still chose me like, look, yeah, you over there. You thoroughly, you wise. Let me use you. And he going to do that too. But, you know, the enemy, you know, he wants to do that with you and the enemy and then you yourself. Okay, now. It's just such a baby. You will mess it up by constantly picking at the sore, making it fester and run like the Harlem poem. And you can't do that. Nah, man, you can't do that, right? You can't, all right? So I love y'all. And I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. And I'm tired. I got to take it down, okay? Mama got to drop a dime on y'all tomorrow on the Just as Touch J app, okay? It's Jay's Fit Tips. I got to braid my hair up this weekend, you know? I'm going to put some box braids in there. And I'm going to make a video and show y'all. I'm like, yeah, you know? I'm out here doing things, you know? And I'm feeling good about my life. And I want y'all to feel good too. Okay? So I'm up out of here. I love my babies. I love y'all so much. Y'all are just like so amazing. That's why I got to keep putting it out there in pieces for you. And this is Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. Let it go. Okay? Now look. Y'all shine bright like a diamond. Okay? And I'll be back. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, I promise you, this is just a touch of J, baby, okay? I got to put this thing out there in pieces for you, all right? All right, y'all take care. Make sure y'all check out the songs. You know, I've been listening to some of these songs that I did, like, last year. Oh my gosh, like, I didn't really know that they was that thorough and wise. Like, I really got some pretty dope skills. And I haven't even put it all out there in pieces for you, you know? I've just been taking my time with y'all, giving you just a touch of J. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in pieces. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. It's just a touch of J. Just trying to put it J in peace, that's fine. J. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J. _J. Hey, y'all. What's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilled, and so wise. But listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix
goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next.
Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back. Talking about the kicks in your raps. But I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some empty got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're with Big and Heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they can kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking drunk by the boxes, packing. It's natural to eat your like shoppers.
I just had to drop a bomb on him like flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work,
you know
you're
fine, right? This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-U-C-A _ letter J. Yes, this shit comes with the comedy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to my name is ONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com. Cause this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. _ letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest
entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is Just a Touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? It's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, man.
This is just
such a change. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen.
Go on over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of Joy podcast, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I'm trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of shit. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Again, this is just a touch of chat.